Dresden galt zu Ende des 19. Jahrhunderts als ziemlich.
At the end of the 19th century, Dresden was seen as rather a sleepy center of the arts. For a long time, prevailing taste remained fixed on the styles of the first half of the 1800s with the Nazarene and Romantic artists. The fresh generations only gradually managed to introduce new developments, in particular in Dresden as well.
Das Neue mit auch hier reinzubringen.
The novel approaches mentioned by curator Andreas Dehmer came in many forms. The young artists in the late 1800s produced highly innovative styles of art, Impressionism, Symbolism, and Jugendstil, the German counterpart to Art Nouveau. These new art movements were controversial, but they also found adherents in conservative Dresden. One of the directors of the Dresden collections recalled,
"There were flashes of lightning here and there, and to its great benefit, some of the big fish in this pond, including directors of the art collections, stirred up a surface previously unruffled by even the slightest breath of wind. And the names which emerged were ones never heard before. Böcklin, Uder, Liebermann, Thoma, Klinger."
But directors were not empowered to take unilateral decisions on acquisitions.
In der Ankaufskommission saß immer ein königlicher Spross.
One of the royal offspring always sat on the Acquisitions Commission, and when it came to art, the king himself certainly had his own ideas. Not quite as forceful as Wilhelm II, the German emperor, who described all Impressionism as the art of the gutter. The views in Saxony were not quite as intransigent. Admittedly, though, it proved very difficult to have new developments accepted, such as the art of Max Klinger or, above all, Arnold Böcklin. In some cases, such matters even reached the Saxony State Parliament, where they triggered fierce and bitter debates on what is good and bad art.